All right, you're ready for a P1 lottery horror story. Get this from Jason. He says, Gordon, you guys and lottery talk a few weeks back. You guys had lottery talk a few weeks back, and here's a story that just happened to me. My mom works for Bell Helicopter over in Hearst. A group of women there played the lottery and won. My mom didn't play. They're going tomorrow to pick up their $1.25 million checks, and my mom's going to work. And somehow, Jason, this is his take. That was my inheritance, man.
He got
somehow,
screwed.
Yeah, somehow he screwed out of this because his mom didn't play the lottery with some people who won the lottery.
And her co-workers are checking out after they pick up their checks.
Yeah, so here's the story. It was 10 Bell Helicopter co-workers that won Saturday's $28 million Lotto Texas jackpot. They had been contributing $5 to a pool each week. And they bought the ticket at Crossroads Shell Station on Western Center Boulevard, far north Fort Worth. And they all went out on Sunday to Billy Miner's Saloon to celebrate. And the manager sees this raucous crowd of people over there and asks them, what's going on? They sure are all a little drinky, and one of them let it slip. Well, we just won the lottery, and this story gets out. Channel 8 does a big story on it. But they were, I guess most of them are dispatchers at Bell Helicopter, and each player is going to take home $1.6 million after taxes.
Wow. It's pretty good.
Pretty good little take home. Pretty good little take home.
Not bad.
Now, By the way, they all called in sick yesterday to go down to Austin to pick up their money.
Hmm.
Okay, if you're the boss, do you fire them? They're lying. You know they're not sick.
And
they're calling
you know,
in sick.
Get a sick day.
And you know they're about to become very bad employees.
Oh my gosh, the worst. Yeah, are you panicking if you're the boss, knowing well, I'm about to have to replace 10 people all at once?
Yeah, but, you know what? I think I would call them in the next day and say, I'm disappointed you took a sick day. I want to know your plans. Are you guys planning on quitting? Are you going to check out? Are you lame ducks now? What do I need to do?
But don't you just lie to the boss?
No, I'm not. I have no intention of quitting. And, you know, the health insurance is very important.
Maybe you just fire them.
Preemptively fire them?
Just depends on what kind of employees they've
and
been.
And what's the cause for winning the lottery? You're being fired because you won the lottery?
No, for taking a sick day when you weren't sick.
Good point.
Good point. You got good cause there. So, $1.6 million, is that enough to really retire on? I mean, if you're like 40?
Yeah, I was going to ask the age of the P1's mom. If she's 60, 65, then she can get by there.
Yeah.
I think she'd be fine. But if she's 40, depends on her lifestyle.
Okay, so it's after taxes. Let's see, 1, 6, 1. Doing a little math. Mm-hmm. Little math research. Okay.
Let's say she invested that 1-6 very conservatively and earned 5% interest. That would be...
All right, I figured at 4% interest, you earn $64,000
okay.
a year.
So if she can live on that budget, then that's enough for her to retire.
Wow, that's kind of defeating to think if you save up $1.6 million, that only equates to $64,000 a year.
Yeah, you're not living a millionaire's lifestyle even though you have $1 million.
And yet everyone around you will bug you. Well, you're a millionaire. I mean, you can help me out with this, can't you?
Mm-hmm. But think about if you had that $64,000 a year to add on top of your salary.
Then you got a little nice little life happening there.
It's starting to sound a lot
kick
better.
A little ass.
Right. But,
yes.
But here's the other thing. $64,000 a year, you know, that's what a lot of people make, right? So you could quit your job and then you just have this. But the problem is, well, now you have all this free time, so now you're wanting to travel.
Uh-huh.
So now you've eaten up $64,000 within the first 4 months of the year. I mean, think about it. You've got to fill your time if you quit your job and just live off that $64,000, but you'll be spending more money, I think.
Which gets us back into the conversation, could you find enough to do to fill your days, or do you have to have some sort of job? Junior has always claimed he could find plenty to do.
I think he could for 2 years.
I promise
and then
you.
I think human beings
crazy.
Human beings need purpose, Junior. They need to be useful.
Some do. I promise you.
Didn't have to be useful.
I promise you that I could find enough to fill my days for the next 50 years, and I get the people that couldn't. I totally get that. I've talked to two retirees in the last month or so.
Seedy.
And one hated it. Needed something to do every day. Ended up going back to work, getting another job. The other one had been retired for 20, 25 years. Never got bored. Loved every single second of it. And I said, I think I would be like you. And he said, oh, it's been incredible. Sleeping in, I get up, I go work out, run my errands in the afternoon. He said, I've learned to play instruments that I never thought I would learn. He said, I've traveled. He's learned languages. He's caught up on every book and movie that he never got to watch. He says he's got so much to do every day that he never gets bored.
And would you have a crushing, overwhelming sense of guilt?
Why?
I don't know. I just have that about everything.
No, I would not. I think I would be the perfect retiree.
Huh.
Because I don't think I would ever get bored.
All right.
Thank you, Gordo. That's the ODEC. 6:43 here on the ticket. Coming up at 6:55, we're going to debate the merits of the closer in Major League Baseball. Are they overrated or underrated? That's coming up in 15 minutes. But first, the Cowboys from the 1992 Super Bowl season had their 20th anniversary reunion over the weekend. Emmitt Smith hosted this. Jerry Jones was there, and he tells us stories from the weekend. Brought to us by Classic Chevrolet and your mama.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, man.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, how much fun was that reunion for you this week?
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun we had, and it was something that we had that was fun. And it just brought back a lot of memories. A lot of memories for me.
Yeah, just about how great those teams were, huh?
Yeah, that is true. How great they were and how bad we suck now. Stark contrast. And it also reminded me of just how much I hate being around Charles Haley.
Yeah, he can be a real pain, can he?
He was disruptive and vulgar and insulting and bullying. But other than that, he was great. A weird thing happened. I was there at the event, and I was listening to my wife, Jean, tell a funny story about an afternoon tea that she went to, and then I felt something on my shoulder, and I turned to look over there, and there's Charles Haley's penis.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
Laying on my suit. You know, that's an old gag of his.
Yeah.
I remember reading about that,
yeah. It's still shocking to hear it, though.
It is. It's even more shocking to look over there and see it.
Imagine.
What the hell? What is this? Somebody let a Burmese python in here.
What must your wife have been thinking?
Oh, well, she was on the receiving end of another prank of his. He went over and hit her across the jaw.
That's not really a prank as much as it is assault.
Just cold cocked her.
Golly.
It's kind of what he did to you.
Well, he warmed me. Mine was warm. Hers was cold cocked.
Yeah.
And, go ahead. Say something.
We're having a lot of fun now, aren't we?
Well, who else did you run into that was interesting to talk to from the 92 team?
Well, I ran into Emmitt.
Mm-hmm. Ran into him.
Emmitt got up and spoke, and we were all reminded of why he didn't last more than a year on TV. Can I just give a little message here?
Uh-huh.
Kids don't leave college early. Take Emmitt, for example. You may gain more yards than any man in history, but you won't be able to get a subject and a verb to agree with each other with any degree of accuracy.
So stay in school.
Stay in school, kids.
Right.
But of course, you know, I has the same trouble. Just, I don't know what it is, but sometimes I aren't good at getting sentences to speak for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've noticed sometimes your sentence structure is a little confusing, but that's all right.
Boy, Troy looked handsome at the thing. Oh, my goodness.
Did he?
What a fine specimen of a man he is.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was great. He had just come off that Katy Trail, so he was shirtless most of the time for our men.
Well, it sounds like it was just a lot of fun. It was probably...
It was. Yeah. It was. Nah, George, it was a lot of fun. and Jimmy didn't come back for it. I don't know if y'all knew that.
But yeah.
Jimmy didn't make it, and I don't know why. I don't know whether it was the pain of nostalgia for him to see all those old guys or the fact that I had armed guards posted outside with pictures of him. I don't know what it was, but he didn't show up.
I thought you guys had buried the hatchet after all these years.
We did, but I buried it in his back.
I'm not done. Oh, sorry.
I want to say that it was great to see Nate Newton, or what's left of him.
Right.
You know, he used to be big. He used to be a big old guy, built like Grimace. And now he's built like Urkel. And it was real neat because, of course, he has so much excess skin flaps from his big weight loss that he showed us how he could jump from tree to tree, imitating the aerodynamics of a flying squirrel.
I don't think he has that much.
It was fun. Good morning.
Oh, Jerry? He's gone already.